WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. More federal workers are getting pink slips. CBS News has learned more than 6,000 IRS staffers will be terminated by the end of the week. CBS's Aaron Navarro has the latest.
Primarily targeted are those who have just joined within the past year or so, known as probationary employees. After a directive from the Trump administration to federal agencies to target these employees to cut first, over half of this amount, 3,500 employees, will come from a division within the IRS that services small businesses.
This is on top of recent FDA and CDC cuts. President Trump just said during a speech in Florida that he's considering giving 20% of the DOGE savings to American citizens. Trump calls Ukraine's president a dictator without elections. He also falsely suggested that Ukraine is to blame for its war with Russia. Former Moscow bureau chief here at CBS News, Beth Noble.
Much of what President Trump is saying seems to be disinformation coming directly from Russia's playbook. And this pro-Russian tilt has a lot of people wondering why President Trump seems to be siding with President Putin.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump continued his attacks on the U.S. ally during a speech in Florida.
I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered.
Trump said Ukraine would never win a war with Russia, and he said Russia would never have invaded Ukraine if he had been president.
Trump has moved to kill New York's congestion pricing program designed to ease traffic and finance public transit by imposing tolls on drivers in Manhattan.
With the congestion pricing, I think is really, really unfair to New Yorkers.
So I'm happy that it's being looked at again, but something has to get done because trains are a mess.
It was a first of its kind in the nation program. That toll remains for now. Two people were killed after a mid-air collision near Tucson, Arizona, involving two small planes. One plane did land. The other hit the ground and caught fire. Elizabeth Howard lives nearby.
Now that I know how many have died, that's who I'm going to be praying for them at church, for their families and the ones that they lost.
This comes about a week after a plane crash in Scottsdale killed a pilot. Delta Airlines is offering cash payments to the passengers who survived Monday's crash in Toronto. Details from our Michael Wallace.
Delta is telling the 76 passengers the $30,000 payments have no strings attached and do not affect their rights. They all managed to climb out of the jet after it made a hard landing, skidded on its side and caught fire, then flipped on its back. Of the 21 passengers who were taken to the hospital, all but one have been released.
Check the freezer. Trader Joe's is recalling its organic acai bowls because they could include an unwanted and unlisted ingredient, plastic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%, felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56, Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s. And with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Currently, it's 6.
Maggie Dawn.
Trump declares himself king, and Missouri says that it will monitor women's pregnancy. Me and my guest co-host Tom Paulswitz dive right in at 2 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cook, Hidney Cut Gate.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, which means distant thunder. Hey, Cudigee, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Yes, we are awake. And, you know, today in Belcourt, North Dakota, the community's honoring and had a feed. It took place welcoming Leonard Peltier. And we want to give a big shout out to Indian Collective for their live feed that you shared on our Facebook. So if people are interested can take a look at it and what Leonard had to say and the people there. And so safe travels to all our relatives who drove out there. I saw Rachel and her family got a picture with Leonard, and that was very cool. And I see you're putting up pictures here, too, of what's happening. And again, a big shout-out to Indian Collective there. And just a great feeling and kind of hard to believe, Haley.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, it could be, you know, a day or a couple days of different feelings for different people around Turtle Island for sure. So I just want to recognize that. But yeah, this looked like a really great homecoming for Leonard Peltier back at the Turtle Mountain Reservation up in North Dakota. Shout out Indian Collective for all the work that you've been doing for Leonard. Shout out to Leonard's family. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Rachel, the Dion family and Indigenous Protector Movement out of Minneapolis here looked like they caravaned and took the Men's Warrior Society crew with them as well, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, also, too, I know you're keeping a really close eye on what's going on with our relatives in Cheyenne River. I know you have a possible update in how people can keep an eye. It's kind of like, oh, back to reality now.
Yeah, right. Kind of back to that. The saying is the war is long, but, you know, each battle must be fought before the war is won. So this is kind of like one of those battles, you know, that we just have to get right back into it, boots on the ground. And that was a live stream that I shared to our Facebook page earlier today. But this was the call to action for the Cheyenne River Lakota Oyate meeting today that occurred in Eagle Butte, South Dakota, in honor of traditional Lakota whipman Joseph Lafferty. Mm-hmm. That meeting's still going on until 6 p.m. today. I know that they might have had to switch over to different live streams. So find that on our Facebook page. I know that today's meeting discussed treaty rights and enforcement, different types of plans and actions, solutions and petitions, as well as holding their tribal council accountable, really. And I want to shout out our friend Jonathan Ukutemaza, who is the director of Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network and also host of the Red Shirt podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan, for being there today in South Dakota. For going live for all of us to see, and a special shout out to the Lafferty family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we support you guys and thank you for speaking your truth and being rooted in your traditional Lakota ways. We had a chance to talk to Holy Elk Lafferty, Robert, this past weekend, or was it 2 weekends ago at the Minneapolis, Community Connections Conference?
Two weeks ago, but that's funny. Time's flying here. I was a young man when I started the show.
I believe you. But yeah, Jonathan will return on Native Roots Radio with us next week on Monday the 24th. So stay tuned. He'll have an update about the meeting and everything that entailed that.
Well, and that's great that you put together these kind of connections that we can't cover everything. And I know Jonathan's been on top of a lot of this stuff. And what's interesting, Haley, too, I never knew this, but when we talked to Holy Elk, about her father being a Whipman. I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
That it's a sacred thing and that they carry the whip for their tribe. It was, I thought I heard it all, but that was really news to me. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And just in honor of John Lafferty in honor of Holy Elk's father.
Yeah.
They were supposed to hold like community meetings for the people to speak their voice. And I guess that wasn't, you know, allowed or being carried out. And Holy Elk's father was banned from those meetings for whatever reason. And really, and just kind of trying to bring back the culture to the tribal council and holding them accountable and trying to return their ways to traditional ways, really, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and there's always a big difference between tribal government and the people too, so that's always a couple, it's different, you know, and different perspectives, and we always have to listen to the people for sure. So there's also a couple other things too going on here before we get to our guest. And you know, our friend Pam and Jessica and Rayette, they're having some things happening up at the American Indian Family Center in St. Paul. Maybe you can touch on a couple of those things.
Yeah, I'd love to. I want to shout out the American Indian Family Center in St. Paul, doing amazing work. And AIFC offers programming all throughout the week, every week, to American Indians and their families here in St. Paul. Wednesday night is community night. This is every Wednesday with AIFC at American Indian Magnet School from 6 to 8 p.m. So tonight, February 19th, after our show, of course, you want to head over and get to Ames in St. Paul. There's going to be drum and dance, sewing and beading society, different types of indigenous games, family activities, and various topic classes and sessions.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So weekly community nights on Wednesdays, that's in collaboration with Indian Young Center, American Indian Family Center, and St. Paul Public Schools Indian Education Program.
You know, they can jump in their war pony and listen to us on the way there.
Bring your beads and your crafts.
Because we sometimes forget that this show is on radio all across Turtle Island here. We're over 30 stations, and a big shout out too to our friends out in Wisconsin, Civic Media, who cover us big time, and we really appreciate their support over the years. And it's a big deal. And what else do we got here? Thursday, the day if you're not crafted out. I like how you put that, not crafted out. That's funny. You can join AIFC for a weekly craft group facilitated by their treatment coordinator.
Susanna Samrath, who is White Earth, and she leads those groups.
That's very cool. And what else do we got going on? You know, I always want to give a shout out to our friend Pam Gokey. She's just an amazing member of the community, and always so positive and always great to talk to whenever I see her.
Yeah, so just moving on throughout the week for AIFC and their programming, on Thursday, if you if you're not crafted out, like Robert said, you can join that craft group. That'll be at AIFC, which is 579 Wells Street, St. Paul. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 2. So that's kind of like your brunch time, early afternoon craft group. And then also on Thursday in the evening, they host a virtual Wellbriety Medicine Wheel 12 Steps meeting from 7 to 8. And then you mentioned Pam Gokey, who leads AIFC's Youth Services Program. I know we got less than a minute left here, but... this Saturday, Singing with Sage DeMarce is back from 11 to 1, and that is happening every other Saturday, again at AIFC in St. Paul. Open at ages 6 to 11, drums and snacks will be provided, and you can follow AIFC Minnesota on Facebook and Instagram for weekly event postings.
Hey, up next, our friend Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and a lot to talk about, as always, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio. Ho-wah.
It's no secret that medical care costs are soaring, with nursing home and skilled nursing care costs being some of the highest. You don't have to deplete your savings in order to receive long-term care. At Schroman Law, we work with families to develop and implement strategic planning for medical assistance for long-term care, for assisted living, nursing home care, or home-based care. Contact us today to schedule a free consultation at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Progressive change doesn't just happen. It takes dedication and a lot of hard work. 25 years ago, the Data Bank pioneered a new generation of software tools for progressive organizations here in Minnesota. Since then, thousands of organizations have used the Data Bank to create progressive change. Today, the Data Bank continues to help progressive organizations like AM 950. To have the Data Bank help your organization build capacity and create more change, text CHANGE to 612-540-0500 or go to thedatabank.com. The Data Bank, a quarter century of dedication and hard work for progressive organizations.
Oh-ho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha! Wicha!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we are here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin, and welcome as always. Thanks for being on.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, yes. There's things going on as usual, but I really like to bring up the fact that it's great to have you on and talk these things out, because I know a lot of people have fatigue, and we have to stay on top of things and talk about things that are happening. And it's daunting, but it's something that we have to do, and we can't jump back and rest on our laurels, because it's go time for our young ones and the next seven generations.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like there's new problems that we encounter every day in this new Trump 2.0 era. it just happens so fast. Like there is really so much information coming at all of us that it can be hard to process, because I mean, nobody is talking about Luigi anymore. I mean, that wasn't that long ago. People aren't really talking about that plane crash, you know, from the helicopter that collided with the plane in DC. That was like 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's just, everything is coming at us so fast. It's really easy to get fatigued. And I know I say this a lot, but just a reminder, it's okay to turn off the news and turn off, you know, whatever is happening at the moment, if you are not ready to handle and process that information. You know, every night my ritual is to watch a little Bob's Burgers and then Golden Girls so that I am, you know, not thinking about what's happening in the world, but I can go back to that nice little fictional 1980s Miami scene with the girls.
That's awesome. There's clips of there's clips that pop up every once in a while on my on one of my feeds, and it's just like, this was a great show.
It actually holds up remarkably well. Yeah. I mean, they took on issues very early. I mean, they talked about AIDS. You know, Blanche's brother was gay and got married, and you know, this was all happening in the mid to late 80s. Like, it's, you know, there are things that are kind of dated. A lot of references to old celebrities I've never heard of that I have to Google. But, you know, I know what's going to happen in every episode. And so it's just nice to kind of shut my brain off and let it kind of relax for a bit.
That's so funny. I'm one of those old people that will watch a baseball game that I've seen before 40 years ago, whether it's a 75 World Series or something like that. I know how it ends. I know how it, but comfort listening too. That's so funny that you said that, because I was going to ask you, what do you do for your news source? Because we had Dr. Stately on, and he was mentioning a few podcasts that he listens to, and one to soothe his mind, but the other one to find out what's going on and with no editing, you know. So it's the Golden Girls, and where else do you get your news or updates?
I don't get my news from the Golden Girls, so just put that out there. I don't want to be accused sometime in the future. I like to listen to WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, and look at articles there. There is a local news source here in Madison, Madison 365, which does a lot of journalism, and in particular in the communities of color in Madison and in Wisconsin. So I follow them. I, you know, frequently have MSNBC on in the background, but then, you know, I follow up things and I read articles from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and you know, they're, say what you will about their editorial decisions, but you know, if you're looking for news out of Washington, the Washington Post is really the go-to. At least for me. There might be other more savvy people out there that have other opinions, but their reporting is solid. And at this point, still unbiased, or I would say, and not tainted by the Bezosness of it all.
Right. But, other than they couldn't confirm that they wanted Kamala as president, and they got upset about that. The editorial,
actually lost. I think they had some of their editorial staff resign in protest, which, you know, I think. Like, I don't blame them for, you know, so, yeah, but they're still doing their solid reporting, like the journalism part, as opposed to the editorial part.
Well, the local, you know, I got to tell you the history real quick and remind the people listening or people that don't know the history of Target. Now, Target's lost $15 billion in this last month since their DEI stance. And what's really interesting is Dayton's was a big popular high-end store, and then they started Target. And, of course, there's no Dayton's anymore. They all went full-fledged in Target. But we had a senator and a governor, Dayton, who was the grandson of the Daytons that started Dayton's, which is Target. And they're appalled by what's happened to their business, Target. And one of the things, these dates are coming up about people not going out to buy. And I think we'll talk more about that maybe later in the show. But when it gets close to it, the dates of not to buy anything is that people are speaking with their paycheck. And that gets people, that gets the big shots attention.
And unfortunately, that's probably the only way that it will make it known, or that they'll listen, is through the pocketbook. It just, it, and it's sad. And, you know, you get people that say, oh, you should, they're a business, they need to do this, you shouldn't punish them for that. And those people are the same folks that are like, well, it's capitalism. It's like, yeah, this is part of capitalism too. And voting with our, so to speak, with our money is a really, I mean, I think it is an important way to voice your displeasure, or, you know, and to support other businesses that share the similar values that you do. And that can even go to like the point of, you know, specifically patronizing stores that pay their employees a living wage. Right. And be willing to pay more for that, because you know that your money is going to the people that are being employed and doing the work, and it's not just going to some oligarch somewhere. Support people positively as well through your paycheck.
Shop locally, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a thing that we really need to talk about. But I really feel it's really interesting too that we have these online formats. Like we're on Blue Sky, and we're streaming on Blue Sky and YouTube, and of course Facebook, along with being on the air. But how quick the information goes, and you know, when people did the boycott back in the day with the busing and things like that with Martin Luther King, it was a slow trickle. Well, this was immediate. 1 month, $15 billion.
I mean it's reflective of kind of what's happening, and everything moving really fast now, and you know, organizing is a lot easier when you can do it and reach as many people as you can through social media, versus back in the day when you would have to, you know, phone call. I mean, and you could only call one person at a time, maybe mail letters. You know, it's not like we had group chat with our rotary phones.
Smoke signals.
Yeah, exactly. A beautiful penmanship on writing on letters.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, but we can, and like our friend Shantia said, it's a boycott, and there's some boycotts coming up specifically for certain days and certain businesses. And again, we can share that. I want to be accurate on that. I don't have it in front of me, but I've definitely seen that floating around.
Yeah, and those kinds of days are a lot more feasible because you're planning it ahead of time, and you say, yeah, I'm just going to make sure that, you know, I have everything. And it just takes a little planning to not spend money on that day. You can see the impact, you know, kind of quickly, like you were saying, you know, if stock prices drop or anything like that. And I don't know if anything that dramatic would happen from like a boycott. You know, I suppose it depends on the size and everything. But like, you know, it's not hard to plan to not spend in one day. And so the effort is a lot minimal. It is a lot less intense than, you know, going to a protest in the South during the civil rights era and being prepared to be hosed.
Your new choice. Real News. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News brief, more than 6,000 IRS employees are expected to be terminated by the end of the week. CBS's Aaron Navarro says the email was sent to managers earlier today.
According to an email sent to an IRS manager, the probationary workers who are expected to be fired, quote, were not deemed as critical to filing season.
President Trump calls Ukraine's President Zelensky a dictator after blaming Ukraine for Russia's invasion. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
President Trump argued that because there weren't elections held, that is why he's a dictator. Now, Zelensky would say he suspended elections because 20% of the territory of his country is under Russian military occupation.
The Department of Transportation has pulled its approval for the MTA's congestion pricing toll program in New York City. Secretary Sean Duffy.
If you're a middle income or a lower income shopper or worker, you can't access public roads by any means into this area. That's flat out wrong.
The MTA is vowing to fight back. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s, and with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Currently, it's 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they're working to keep your Social Security safe. Alex Lawson from Social Security Works joins us. Plus weather with Brittany Merlot and sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we are here with our friend Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin, and we're going to talk a little bit about Merge Wisconsin later on. One of the things that it's in my notes here is that Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and we don't like to hear that because he has money coming out of his ears.
Yeah, not so happy to hear that here either. He has there. Apparently, we are the next stop again after he's taken over Washington, and now is looking to do the same here in Wisconsin. There's an organization that he funds that is. Is running ads. I believe they've already purchased about $400,000 worth of ads that they're going to be putting out for the Republican in the state Supreme Court race, Brad Schimmel. This is a guy who is a former attorney general and had a backlog of rape kits that were not tested for years, now wanting a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Fun fact about him, I mean, he might be a DEI hire because he, when he lost re-election in 2018 for attorney general, the next day he was appointed a judgeship by then Governor Scott Walker. So, got to make sure you have enough cisgendered white men, in power. I can't believe that $400,000 is going to be the upper end of what Elon Musk is willing to put in to this Supreme Court race. And this is a really important race because the seat is being vacated by a liberal justice who is retiring. And so, again, the balance of the state Supreme Court between liberals and or progressives and conservatives is in play. So we really need to win this seat, this Supreme Court seat. Sorry, my words are getting a little jumbled here. Susan Crawford is the progressive candidate. And, if you are in Wisconsin, definitely look up her campaign. You don't have to be from Wisconsin to contribute to her organization or to her campaign. Donate time if you can to help knock doors, etc. This is a really, really important race, and we really need to show Elon Musk that he can't buy all the governments in the United States, and that Wisconsin's not going to stand for that.
Yeah, we were honored to have Protasiewicz on many times before the election, the last election for Supreme Court, and ran some ads. It would be great if we could do that again and get it took me, Arvina, a few weeks of slowly talking to say Protasiewicz, by the way.
Yes, that is that her last name was difficult at first to learn how to pronounce. But, I really believe in making sure you pronounce people's names correctly.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who gets called various names, I used to get called Armenia by a coworker. So, I know I was like, I knew he was talking to me and it was okay. But, especially people with names that are quote unquote ethnic or something mm-hmm. that is not something that our English speaking American tongues are used to sounding out, I think that's really important to pronounce it right. So
it's important to bring up when I was teaching, the community changed over the years and I had to really learn how to speak Hmong in a lot of ways because a lot of my students were Hmong. And when you are at that level of high school or any kind of teaching, the most important thing sometimes that a student owns is their name. So to get that right or not say it at all and or be funny about it is not the way to go. It's really, somebody told me that a long time ago, it's the most important thing that they own, so get it right.
Yeah, and don't try to give them a different name. Be like, oh, that's too long, I'm gonna call you Amy instead. Like, no. Right. That's not okay. You can't just name somebody because you want to.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, you know, a lot of bad news too. We started the show out with some good news, and now we're kind of going down a little rabbit hole here with Haskell. And have you been keeping on top of what's happening at the Haskell Indian Nations University in Kansas with the big layoffs and with the result of Trump's executive orders? Geez, that's a renowned school.
It's really tragic, you know. Haskell being a school that was founded to, you know, kill the Indian and save the man, you know, has turned into a place where they're decolonizing education and centering Native people's experience as part of their college experience. I mean, it's a really important place. And it's, you know, a place that's churned out leaders in Indian country, and is important to the history of so many of our tribes. My grandma, my Gaga, went to Haskell. You know, this is an institution of wide renown, for mm-hmm. any folks listening who are not familiar. And they lost a third of their staff.
Yeah.
A third. I mean, it's not a big school. So like the numbers aren't huge, you know, like raw numbers, but as there are classes that don't have instructors,
right.
You know, I believe that the folks that were laid off or fired were, people that were on probationary periods. So they didn't need, you know, technically any reason to fire people. And they just said, fire everybody who's probationary. Mm-hmm. You know, people that may have, even if they're probationary, still new in their jobs, maybe they've moved for the job. And, you know, what does that do to the Haskell Native community, losing so many mm-hmm. members of their community and professors to, you know, cooks? I mean, right. I believe the women's basketball coach was one of the folks that got fired as well. And it's absurd. I mean, and by design, you know, they don't care about Haskell's importance to right. Native people, even if you're not an alum, mm-hmm. you know, and He doesn't care. He doesn't care about us. He doesn't care about our institutions. And we've seen it through cuts through IHS, through the BIA already. Other tribal colleges lost funding on day one.
Right.
So this is going to have a devastating impact on Indian education. You know, mm-hmm. and this is, it's February. This is month two mm-hmm. of 4 years.
Right.
You know, we've got to remember that this is going to be a long haul.
Well, and it's a double-edged sword too, because this is going on and people are getting emotionally cut. We see it on all these federal jobs also, but we also have to be aware of that there's a big money grab going on the oligarchs right now at the same time. And so, we talked about Elon Musk, he's still going to get his big contracts, billions of dollars of government contracts to, I don't know, fly in space or something, or find a new planet for the rich people. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not getting cut, but he's cutting everybody else with, you know, with prejudice.
It is absolutely insane to me that this unelected guy can just come in and, you know, slash
well, foreigner
and burn.
Too. Foreigner. People
he
forget
that.
He's African.
Yeah. He, you know, he is slashing and destroying like the base, the building blocks of our government, you know, and doing it for, because he doesn't have enough money. We know that Doge is not looking at Starlink contracts or anything like that to worry about government waste. You know, it's, he has a vested interest in some of the, you know, in these contracts, and he should not be deciding, you know, whose contracts go through, who gets paid and who doesn't, because he's one of the people getting paid. I mean, this is so simple.
Well, hopefully people that were in the middle and didn't know how to vote and wanted cheaper eggs that are getting really hit with this are waking up, because we still have the mega cult that wants to rationalize all of this in very vague, sweeping verbiage about how it's saving us money. But it's really in the economic persons came up today. I read that this is going to put us in a tailspin with all these layoffs. It's economically, you know, and what he's doing is adding trillions of dollars to the debt. He's not helping the debt. It's a big money grab.
Yeah. And he doesn't, I mean, like Elon Musk doesn't have to budget the same way that we do. Like I just went to pick up some prescriptions today, and I had to pay almost $200 for them. Like, that's ridiculous. And, you know, he doesn't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So, you know, I can imagine if you don't have to worry about money necessarily, you know, if you are off a few decimal places, who cares? You know, I can't imagine that he's the, like, the fine tooth comb going through everything that him and his team of barely not teenagers going through everything. It just, it boggles my mind. The whole thing, and I think that's part of why it's so hard to fight against, because it's so absurd and terrible.
Yeah. And people are letting them do it too. The checks and balances, do we do have our attorney generals across the country suing and stopping, and we're ready for this in the courts. But again, you know, executive orders too are a little crazy there too. You know, it's just been very crazy. And I'm glad you're here, Arvina, to talk about this. And we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Arvina Martin, executive director of Merge Wisconsin, and we're talking about my favorite subject, politics. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you remember that invincible feeling you used to have? The boundless energy, the clarity of mind, the effort with which you faced every challenge? What if you could feel that again? If you ever took a biology class and heard the term mitochondria, this is the powerhouse of each of your body's cells, and this is where energy is created to do all the things we do. The demands of modern life, such as stress, aging, and environmental toxins, decrease our mitochondrial function, and we experience things like decreased energy, brain fog, and we generally feel exhausted. At Hypercharge Wellness Centers, our treatments offer gateways to rediscover your lost essence, to feel alive, invigorated, and whole once more. Call or go online to schedule your free introductory session, valued at $200, today. This is your opportunity to feel the difference for yourself. No matter where you are in the Twin Cities, there is a convenient location near you. Visit hyperchargeclinic.com now. That's hyperchargeclinic.com. Hypercharge is hope.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care.
It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with our friend Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin and a Ho-Chunk, and it's the Ho-Chunk Show. I just got to read you something here before I want to dig a little bit into Emerge and get going on a shout out there and how people can get together with you and this great program. But I just wanted to read, Mega Republicans are slashing necessary programs to fund tax cuts for the rich. Their budget proposes $230 billion cuts for SNAP nutrition programs, $880 billion cuts for health care funding, and $330 billion cuts for public education, workforce training, and protection. That's $4.5 trillion in tax breaks for the rich right there. And when you get a picture of the swearing in and it's all the oligarchs backing up Trump, that's what we're heading for. And we were worried about that. And, you know, we had Kamala telling us about how she was going to help people and not cut things. And here we are.
Well, thank goodness those billionaires get that tax break and they don't have to worry about helping take care of little kids that, you know, whose families can't afford food, the ones that they're so pro-life about. It certainly seems that those Republicans and the people trying to protect their bottom line, it's just cruelty. I can't think of another word to say. I mean, it's cruel. And I've had to use SNAP. And it was so important and so important for my daughter. It helped us. And, you know, when I was looking for jobs and everything as a single mother, you know, it's important and it helps people get through those rough times. And, you know, and number one, feeds kids that need to be fed.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing here in Minnesota that we really had the governor when we had the triple threat going on here is that free food and for school and students. And that's an amazing thing, being a teacher and starting teaching when that wasn't a thing, that there was no morning and people that were coming into the classroom, you know, weren't doing well for many reasons and were really hungry. And I remember I always had a refrigerator with peanut butter and jelly, and kids could, as long as they asked me, which they did, if they could make a sandwich, I, you know, bought a couple loaves a day, you know, a week and did that. But, you know, there's a safeguard here in Minnesota when it comes to that, because you can't learn on a empty stomach, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that when schools started to come back after once quarantines were being lifted and kids were going back to school, my daughter's school had breakfast for everybody. And, mm-hmm. you know, my daughter went with her friends and it was a social time. You know, everybody, regardless of need, was eating the same things, and they were socializing, and there was no stigma attached. It was almost like a middle school. This is going to sound terrible, but almost like happy hour for middle schoolers.
A coffee clutch.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Sorry.
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about this, because I remember the lieutenant governor talking about when she was in school, Peggy Flanagan here, and I do remember this now that she brought it up, when we had lunch tickets, the kids that had free and reduced lunch tickets were a different color. Are you old enough to? You're not old enough to remember that, but I do remember that vaguely. It's crazy.
Yeah, I remember it too. And that's why it's important for, you know, for the people that say, oh, well, you know, my kid doesn't need breakfast, I feed them at home. I mean, it's important, and social standings and social issues are so important at that age that being perceived as different in any way can just be disastrous. And so, you know, having, and like I said, especially for kids coming back from the pandemic, you know, it was a chance for them to be social again that they'd been deprived of for a year, and getting to know each other and new kids, and the arguments against are so weak to me when there's nothing but positives that come out of it.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't happen to watch Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, did you?
Oh, I did. And I watched the musical one.
They were both
incredible.
Yeah. I mean, that's something I grew up with, and it was amazing. And there was a couple eras that I missed because I was probably out and about when at 10:30 a Saturday night. but yeah, that was amazing. And it's just, you know, people are giving giving Tom Hanks a hard time for that skit that he was a MAGA guy on Black Jeopardy.
Well, you know, I don't know how well that was received this time, but the first time he did it, it was hilarious. It was really great. And I like Tom Hanks, so it was kind of nice to see him. Although Eddie Murphy's impression of Tracy Morgan. Yeah. At first, I didn't get it until they showed Tracy Morgan again. I was like, oh my God.
He's doing him.
Perfect. It was so good.
And it was.
He also broke later. Eddie Murphy started laughing in one of the later skits too.
Right.
Which, it, you know, is, I think he's one of those that was hard to break, but he, started laughing. It was the sketch of with where they were the prisoners that were talking to the kids that
scared
were shocking
to him. Kind of the Scared Straight skit.
And Will Ferrell was just so ridiculous that Eddie Murphy couldn't stop laughing.
Exactly. Hey, we only got a couple minutes here, and I want to get into your organization, Emerge Wisconsin. Talk about how people can sign up and a little bit about the program and how they can get a hold of you. And let's get this rocking, because we always end the show with, you know, run for office.
Yeah, you should run for office. Everybody listening, think about it. And your experiences are valid and deserve representation. You know, and so put yourself out there and run for office. If you are a woman in Wisconsin, or a non-binary person in Wisconsin, you can apply to our program, Emerge Wisconsin. We train and recruit Democratic women and non-binary folks to run for office, and then we train them on how to do it as well. So you will get all the nuts and bolts about how to put together a solid campaign that is authentic to who you are, because we do not do cookie cutter candidates. We want you as a candidate to be able to shine in the best way that you can, and what works for me might not work for a campaign for Robert. So, you know, having the same, or having the basics and the building blocks and understanding things like, you know, how to debate, how to give your elevator speech, things like that. And you can go to wi.emergeamerica.org to...
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Norm Kapinski from Appleton Cigar joins the show and makes a popcorn pick of the week. And then president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cody, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump calls Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator and said that Ukraine is the one who started the war with Russia. Stephen Pfeiffer is with Stanford University.
These kinds of lines are right out of Russian disinformation. It is sad to see an American president repeating them almost verbatim.
Just weeks after it began, the Trump administration pulls the plug on New York City's congestion pricing plan, which is a toll to drive through Midtown Manhattan. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says ending it is the right move.
If you're a waiter or a waitress or a bartender, then you got to pay this fee if you want to drive through the city. Is flat out wrong. I think it's a war on the working class Americans who work in that space.
Another plane crash, this one involving two small planes above the size of Tucson, Arizona.